Hey guys, Jonathan Doyle with you. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Love doing this for you. I hope it's a little bit of inspiration and motivation for you. Today's quote on the daily email is from the wonderful St. John Vianney, and this is a cool one. Listen to this. He says, "The saints did not all begin well, but they ended well." This has been a mantra for me now for probably about 12 months. I've been teaching this at keynotes and conferences around the world about this basic principle that's so central to my work and to your work, is that we are called to be saints. And if you've heard me speak live or see me on video, you know how much I hammer on this. Saints are not special people who are different to us. We are all called to be saints. We're all called to be the fullness of what God made us to be, and to be deeply in relationship with Him, with each other, and with those that He loves. So listen to this quote again. "The saints did not all begin well, but they ended well." So friends, if you're sitting there thinking, "No, the saints were always holy." No, they weren't. Augustine, Saint Augustine, one of the doctors of the church, one of the greatest minds in Christian history, was a fornicator. He fathered illegitimate children. He was a drunkard and a philanderer. I love those words. I just like saying those words, so please bear with me. He was the kind of person that did all sorts of craziness. And one of the biggest barriers to him to coming to faith was he would have to give up some of these things. So he is someone who did not start in the choir stalls. He did not start by going to Sunday school every week. He started from a very different background, but ended up an incredibly holy, passionate, alive saint that transformed his city, his culture, and the world by becoming the saint that God always wanted him to be. He ended really well. I like to talk about St. Peter. St. Paul was, by all definitions, an accomplice to first-degree murder. So when St. Stephen is stoned to death, where's Paul? He is an accomplice. He is holding the cloaks and the robes of the people doing the stoning. That makes him an accomplice to first-degree murder. Okay, so let's stop the whole thing that being holy means that you are always perfect. You're not. So let's riff on this for you. What does it mean in your classroom today? You will have made mistakes before, right? You will have spoken harshly at times, or been insensitive or impatient or not as prepared as you could have been. So what the enemy, what the devil wants you to do is get down on yourself, to beat on yourself, you know, and give yourself labels like, "Oh, I'm always impatient," or "I'm always cranky," or "I'll never get through to that student." So I always say to people, whenever you hear the voice of condemnation, it's never the voice of God. It's always the voice of the enemy. But it doesn't matter what you've done in the past so much. It matters what God wants to do with you from this day forward. So go back into that classroom and lean a little bit more on grace today. Pray a little bit more. "Jesus, help me to be who you want me to be in this classroom. Help me to become a saint. Give me the grace, give me the grace, give me the grace." If he calls you into the vocation, it is his problem to sustain you. It is not your problem to sustain you. It is his problem. So my friends, the saints, as John Vianney said, the saints did not all begin well, but they ended well. Your job is to end well. Your job is just to cooperate with grace. Your job is to end well. No matter what's in your past, no matter the failures or the sin or the stuff-ups in your life, it doesn't matter. What matters is how you finish from here, okay? And he's called you into this vocation of Catholic education because that's the place he wants you to become holy and become a saint. How good is that? So if he's called you in there, he's going to finish it, right? He's going to finish that work. So just lean on him a little more. A little more sacraments, a little more prayer, a little more dependence, a little more prayer for those difficult students, because you may not have started as a saint, but by the grace of God, you're definitely called to finish as one. All right, that's the daily podcast from me, Jonathan Doyle. Depending on where you're hearing this, there'll be a bunch of links. You can always find me, Facebook, Passionate Catholic Teachers. Just do a search, Passionate Catholic Teachers. You'll find our group there. You can reach me there. You can email me if you want, jonathan@jonathandoyle.co. Find me on Instagram. Are you on Instagram? Find me there, jonathandoyle.co, one word. Listen, grab my book. If you haven't got my book, Tools and Fuels, right now, go to Tools and Fuels, one word, toolsandfuels.com, and grab yourself a copy of my book. I know that's going to be a big thing for you to do. And finally, if you're not using the Going Deeper program, you've got to check it out. We built this amazing program reaching hundreds of schools around the world. You can find it at beingcatholic.com.au. Go there, look for Going Deeper, you'll find the program. All right, that's it. That's the shameless commercial plug for all the stuff that we do that makes all this possible. May God bless you. Can I pray with you? I'm going to pray with you for a second. Lord, whoever's listening to this right now, I pray for them. I ask you to strengthen them in their vocation. I ask you to defend them from the wickedness and snares of the devil. I ask you to hide them in the shadow of your wings, to bless their students, to bless their families, to walk with them, to carry them, to sustain them in becoming the saints that you want them to be. All right, that's it. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Catholic Education Daily Teacher Podcast. I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.